Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Welcome to Behind the Sports on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. This is the show that brings sports stories to life. Have you ever wondered what really happens after the final whistle blows, or perhaps you're curious about the inner workings of international sports? Well, look no further. This is where the game meets the story. Join me as I dive deep into the world of sports. From exclusive interviews to behind-the-scenes insights, BTS has you covered for all your sports coverage needs. So sit back, relax, and get ready to uncover the secrets of the sporting world with me. I'm your host, Giovanna Scroggins. This is BTS. Welcome to the very first episode of Behind the Sports. I am beyond excited to kick off this journey with you. This isn't your average sports show. This is where I dive deep into untold stories, the moments that never make the highlight reels, and the raw truths that make athletes who they are. If you love sports, you're in the right place. If you're curious about what really goes down behind the scenes, well, you found your new favorite show. Now, let me give you a little taste of what you can expect. In every episode, we'll be peeling back the curtain on the biggest names in sports, talking about the wins, the losses, and everything in between. We'll hear from athletes who've been through it all and get the inside scoop from experts who can break down the game in ways you've never heard before. From locker room stories to the grind it takes to stay at the top, this show is all about hustle, the heart, and the passion that fuels everything we love about sports. And as for me, well, I've had the privilege of being a part of the sports world in ways you might not expect. From working behind the scenes to connecting with athletes and fans, I've seen the highs, the lows, the unsung heroes, and what makes the world of sports so exciting. So buckle up, because we're going to take you on a wild ride. This isn't just about what happens on the field. It's about everything that gets you there. So get ready to hear some jaw-dropping stories, a real talk from the pros, and a whole lot of passion. Coming up, we'll dive deep into the real MVP conversation with one of our very own contributors, Nick Douglas. This is a BTS, so stay locked in. Sports enthusiasts, you're going to want to hear all the stories we have coming up for you. We're going to talk some MVP conversations, talk about some things in Dallas going on, being from the Big D in Texas. Everything is truly bigger. This is BTS. Stay locked in.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
All right, as we dive into our first podcast episode, I think it's important to start it off the right way. One of my favorite things about the space I have created on this podcast is to highlight people in sports. So without further ado, I want to introduce our Real MVP segment of the week on this first episode. Football is in the rear view. Basketball and hockey are grinding through the regular season, nearing the playoffs. MLB spring training is in full swing. And let's not forget about soccer and countless other sports heating up. Nick Douglas joins me now to weigh in on the Real MVP conversation. How you doing, Nick?
Hey, Giovanna, I'm doing amazing. More importantly, how are you?
I'm doing great. You know, it's a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday here in Dallas, Texas. But I know there's a lot of action heating up in the sports world. Who stands out to you right now as your Real MVP?
I'll tell you right now, Giovanna, there's one man that is really... He subtly separated himself from the pack, and it's a guy that's kind of flown under the radar all year, only averaging 15 points a game, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists to go along with just under 2 steals, and that's Ole Miss guard Sean Padula. He's put up 20 points in each of the last 2 contests, including an upset against Iowa State. He shot 50% from 3 in both games and goes along with 4 steals against Iowa State and then 2 steals in the first round against UNC. Padula also had a game-winning 3 in the SEC tournament against Arkansas and put up 12 points against Auburn. In clutch time, Padula has been shooting lights out. Against Auburn, he put up 29 points to go along with 5 rebounds and 2 assists with 3 steals. So, you know, Sean is a guy that's kind of undersized. He's 6'1", probably 190, but he has... Anyone that's seen this Ole Miss team and that's wondering what they're doing in the Sweet 16,
yeah, I'm glad
it comes on the shoulders of Sean Padula.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad you mentioned Ole Miss. I obviously know you're a big fan of that school and that program there. Obviously, they're moving on into the Sweet 16. I think they face off against Michigan State. Where do you have Ole Miss finishing this tournament?
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Giovanna. This is a team that when everyone's on, this is one of the best teams in the country, and you're seeing that with their second ever program appearance in the Sweet 16. Here's where I go with Ole Miss. They are a very, very experienced roster, and they've got Chris Beard, who has every player playing at their absolute best. The problem with Ole Miss, all year has been the long breaks. When they go on 4 or 5 day breaks, they've really, really struggled. Having said that, Chris Beard, only 6 short years ago, was in the national championship game. He lost the game in overtime to Virginia. So he knows how to prepare a team. He knows how to work this roster. And he has shown in throughout his career, he's won at Angelo State, he's won at Fort Scott Junior College, he's won at Little Rock, he's won at Texas Tech, and he was winning at Texas. Now he's at Ole Miss, and he's winning here. I think the ceiling is as high as the Final Four with this team.
Okay, Final Four. I could definitely see Ole Miss sliding in there. I definitely like that real MVP. I can't move on from talking about NCAA college basketball right now without mentioning Juju Watkins. Obviously, she went down with, I believe, an ACL injury. She was averaging 24.6 points per game, ranking 2nd nationally. She's arguably one of the MVPs on the women's side of things in college basketball sports right now. Where do you think USC stands for the women's tournament side of things after losing Juju?
You know, I really think that tells the tale for USC. I don't think they've got a lot to look forward to, much like Ole Miss losing Padula. I mean, this is an absolute shot to Southern Cal. I would be shocked to see them move past this point, because I think at this point down the stretch you need to have, you know, unfortunately, you don't control these things, but you need to have all your injuries out of the way. You need to have all your slumps, everything out of the way, and get this a run. You've got 6 games over 3 weekends, and you're trying to play on Monday night. Absolutely no room for error. So as much as I would love to see this SC team battle back and really make a run, I don't think it's in the cards.
Yeah, I mean, that is a really, really big punch to the gut for the Trojans. Juju's one of my favorite players in college basketball right now, but I think this is just a moment in her story, and I can't wait to see what she does and how she kind of rises above this going after it, and to hopefully we'll see her starting next season. I want to go back into the MVP conversation, and I want to throw out somebody who I think is topping my charts for MVP right now. And this might be a shock to some people, but I'm going to say it right here. Bronny James has honestly shocked me. I was the first person to say, you know, a little bit of nepotism going in for Bronny going into this league, getting drafted to the Lakers with his dad, all that kind of hoopla. But, you know, he just achieved a career high of 39 points along with 7 rebounds and 4 assists. He's averaging 21.9 points in the NBA G League for the South Bay Lakers. For context, the leading scorer in the NBA G League is Brandon Williams on the Texas Legends. He's averaging 28.5 points a game. Williams is 25, and he went undrafted. And Bronny is almost there in the top 10 leading scorers in the NBA G League. Nick, give me your take on Bronny James, and do you think, you know, with a little bit of help in the G League and a little bit of, you know, crafting his skill and honing in his skill, do you think he has what it takes going into the actual league?
100% he does. Obviously, it's in his gene pool, that goes without saying. But what's nice about Bronny is, you know, credit goes to the NBA with this model where they have a true developmental league where each team has an affiliate that's nearby geographically. You've got two-way contracts. You know, this allows players like Bronny, who are probably a little raw, maybe left college a little too soon, maybe could use some experience overseas. This saves all that hassle and allows a player to really develop. So, yeah, I mean, there was a good degree of nepotism when Bronny came into the league, and you know, the hassle through, you know, his agent saying no one should draft him, whatever. I personally was not a fan of that. Having said that, I have been able to see Bronny and LeBron play this year several times. In fact, I'll be seeing them both play this Saturday. But, you know, it is really good to see, and I think that Bronny's got a really bright career. Good on him for, you know, not trying to be too controlling and not dictating exactly where he should stay. It was the right move for him to go to the G League. It's the right move for him to, I think, continue to go back to the G League. But it's good to see that he's making strides in the right direction as he settles into his game in year two and year three. I think he's got a really, really bright career ahead for him.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you. And I know you mentioned he didn't dictate, you know, where he was. And I think that was the exact move. I think right now he's proving exactly what his worth is. You know, people forget when he was drafted, you know, he wasn't a high draft pick. And he's honestly outperforming a lot of the people in the G League at his age right now. So I'm very, very looking forward to seeing what he does. And I think now he's settling in to his role on that team for the South Bay Lakers. They just won against Santa Cruz Warriors 122-118 in that victory where Bronny James had his career high night. So I'm very excited to see him play. I know we gave our MVPs already, but I want to keep on this basketball trend and I want to talk about the Western Conference right now. Obviously, the Thunder are atop the pack. They're, you know, leading the West right now and are favorites to win the West. What is your opinions on OKC and even on the MVP conversation? Obviously, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is the front runner. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, this is a team that I've once again seen play several times this year. Let me tell you something. These guys play textbook basketball. It does not matter who is on the court. It does not matter who is hurt. Someone is always cutting to the basket or coming off a screen, and they're wide open. So credit to the Thunder on this one. They were in quite the slump for the longest time. They were sort of lottery bound year after year. They've done an incredible job. They've got an awesome head coach, far and beyond my coach of the year candidate. I think the Thunder are in an amazing spot, and you're going to see levels of dominance that rival that of Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant. I mean, this is a roster that is just so deep across the board. Anybody can contribute. They've got scores, you know, it seems like every night they've got 7-8 scores in double figures, which is just unbelievable. So they've got a good matchup tomorrow against the Grizzlies. I'm intrigued to see how they do. And, yeah, I mean, Oklahoma City should roll into the playoffs as heavy favorites to win the title.
I would have to agree with that. And speaking of the real MVPs, it's not just about the stars on the field. It's about the legends behind the scenes. Thank you, Nick, for coming on. I appreciate you. Coming up next, we got a powerhouse guest who embodies just that, the legends behind the scenes. Marty Schneider is here from her football legacy to making waves in the sports world. Marty has been breaking barriers. Stay locked in. It's about to get real.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k?
Today, we urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Welcome back, folks. In this next segment, we are diving into the incredible legacy of Marnie's grandfather, who was not only the owner of the Philadelphia Eagles, but was also the founding force behind the Ronald McDonald House Charities. His impact on both the world of sports and philanthropy is truly legendary. But the story does not stop there. Marnie has carried this legacy forward in her own way, building a successful career as a CEO, philanthropist, and a certified happiness life coach. We'll talk about how her grandfather's influence shaped her path, her mother's interesting story, and how she's forged her own identity in business and beyond. Marnie, I'm excited to hear how this legacy has influenced your journey. Let's dive in. Welcome to the show, Marnie.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, Giovanna. It's really wonderful to be on with you today. Thank you.
I am super excited to dive into this conversation. Let's start with your grandfather. He's got an incredible legacy and your family's connection to the NFL. Talk to me about your grandfather specifically and his legacy.
Well, you know, my grandfather was a great owner of a football team. He loved doing things for the community. His legacy is large because he really did it for all the right reasons, and I think that that's why people connect to him so much and why they like him. He was a real person. He had some flaws, and like we all do, but he embraced them and said, that's me, and, you know, but you love me or leave me or whatever it is, and I think that people can really relate to that. And so my grandfather, as the owner of the Philadelphia Eagles, definitely did incredible things for the city and the community and the players and the fans, because he understood that that's really what it was all about, was making the fan experience so good and taking care of the players, which he definitely did. And again, I think that's why his legacy is so large.
And we talk about large legacies. I mean, you look at, you know, other owners of other organizations. What do you think was the motive behind him wanting to be a part of a sports industry in this capacity? And do you see people in today's, in that role today, you know, kind of honoring that same way that he led his team and owned that team?
So I think that my grandfather understood the power of community and the power of people and their sports teams. And so he was a real visionary, my grandfather. And so in 1968, he understood that if you're part of a professional sports team, that you can really get things done and impact the community. It wasn't like a vanity business. It was really more, how can we make things happen in the community? And so that's why he was so interested in owning a team and then, you know, making this team successful and bringing in the right people to do that. Yeah, I think that now, you know, I do think that back then teams were kind of run more like a mom and pop shop. Now they're definitely run more like Fortune 500 companies, because they are. But I think that when my grandfather bought into the Eagles in 68 and, you know, was the owner of the team, for almost 20 years, definitely things were changing. But at the time, you know, games were on, you know, AM radio. Now, I mean, my kids don't even know what a radio is, let alone AM radio. So, like, think about that. Like, in the 80s, they were still on AM a lot of times. So much growth. I think that it's amazing to watch, you know, what's going on with professional sports. And there's so many great owners who really do understand what it's like to give back. And again, you know, in the early 70s, when the Ronald McDonald House was started, that was really something that NFL teams were always giving back to their community, but not like with a big charity behind them. So whether it was Philadelphia Eagles with the Ronald McDonald House, or now the Philadelphia Eagles with Eagles Autism, or so many other teams have these charitable endeavors that are behemoths, that raise so much money for things that matter. And so I think it's great just to see the growth that's happened charitably in the NFL.
I love that. One thing that you mentioned earlier was, you know, teams back then were run like a mom and pop shop. I feel like in today's age, we see a lot of organizations being ran, their front offices, their C-suite executives, if you will, are these prominent families. You know, being born and raised right here in Dallas, Texas, one big thing we talk about a lot in sports is the Dallas Cowboys. And clearly that whole organization is ran by, you know, you have Jerry Jones and, you know, his family underneath him. What do you think about the Cowboys as an organization running as a family unit? And what do you think your grandfather would say about how, you know, this organization is functioning?
Well, I think that the Jones family is incredible. I mean, they do so much. I mean, they are really the quiet leaders, and the Hunt family also. But the Jones family, I mean, they just opened up the National Medal of Honor Museum. I mean, like, it doesn't get more wholesome and patriotic than that. Like, sure, the Cowboys are America's team, but the Jones family are really, I think, the, you know, kind of the cream of the crop when it comes to ownership. They really do. They do so much for the community, and they're an incredible family. And Jerry is a visionary, and certainly, you know, he's put a tremendous amount of responsibility in his daughter. And like, how great is that? And so I love seeing the things that Charlotte can do and how her family's involved. It really reminds me of, you know, my grandfather looked around and said, you know what? You know, my mom, his daughter, Susan, she's the most qualified for the job of being general manager. And my mom was a lawyer and very smart and interesting and intelligent. And he put her in that position of GM, which at the time, women, let alone, you know, lawyers weren't, you know, general managers of football teams. And now it's kind of the norm where you have to be a lawyer to be a GM.
Yeah, exactly. You have to have that legal background to know what you're doing. It's really interesting. I know you mentioned your mom a little bit. We'll get into all of that juicy, awesome, amazing story about her a little later. But I want to ask you specifically, you know, keeping on the topic of family, as a mother, do you think about how your children are going to follow in the footsteps of your family's football legacy? Do you think there's any pressure on them when it comes to that? Do they show interest in being a part of the sports industry?
I think so. And you know what? I think that sports is the universal language. I mean, football is obviously, you know, the number one sport. It's an incredible game to watch. And I think that's why the fans just love it. And it's so exciting to watch a football game. And we all kind of get a little melancholy in mid-February when we realize, wait a minute, we have to wait a few more months for this, you know, football to come back. Yes, I definitely think that my children love sports, and it's a way to connect people. And so I would encourage them. I would encourage many people to go into the sports world because there's so many different parts of it. Obviously, you know, being a player, certainly, but being in the front office, being on the field, being a coach, being involved, working in the ticket office. There's so many great jobs in professional sports that I think is just great for, you know, everybody to be involved in sports. And it really is the universal language.
Yes, I agree. Everyone knows how to speak sports. There's one thing that unites people. It's probably food and sports.
But absolutely. And, you know, and it really does. It really is a connecting agent. It really, you know, you might not like certain teams, but we can all agree that certain players are the best. And, you know, oh my gosh, that was so great to watch or whatever it is. And it really is fun and it really is wonderful. And I've got two boys and one girl. And I know that my daughter, you know, really is very interested in sports. And I think that that's something that she knows more about football than, you know, than a lot of other young girls her age. And I know she encourages her friends to go watch games and you know, college games and professional games, because it really does make them a little bit more relatable to a future employer or to their family. So it's something that I love watching Goldie share her love of sports to her friends.
I love that. I know you mentioned your kids. We talked about family, but I also know you have a few canine friends that are involved in your life. Talk to me a little bit about your influence and your kind of passion when it comes to dogs. Marnie's also an accomplished author. So talk to me a little bit about that. Tell the viewers about your books, and also tell me a little bit about your dog rescue.
Well, thank you. So yes, about 6 years ago, I started working on a book series, a children's book series, based loosely on my life growing up, called Football Freddy and Fumble the Dog Game Day. Freddy is a girl, and she's based off me, and Fumble is the dog. He's a real dog. He really is my dog. He's a little rescue chihuahua, and he looks like a football. And when he gets out loose in my backyard and runs into my neighbor's yard, and they've got, you know, an 80-pound golden retriever trying to scoop Fumble up like a football, I definitely feel like a football player on a field, because he's all over the place, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel like, you know, I'm trying to grab him and get him away from the other dog, who's very gentle and very kind, and Irving is Fumbles just barking at him like crazy. So I started this book series. I love football. I love traveling. I love getting to see all these great cities that I got to see as a young girl. So we started Football Freddy and Fumble the Dog Game Day in the USA. And I've written 11 books so far. Each book takes you on a tour of a different NFL city. So my first book was Philadelphia, and Freddy and Fumble and Billy travel around the city of Philadelphia. Billy is Freddy's friend in the book, and they make their way to the stadium to cheer on the home team. And then after that book, I did Game Day in the Carolinas, where Freddy and Mary travel around. And then Game Day in Pittsburgh, and Game Day in Dallas-Fort Worth, and Game Day in Tampa Bay, and Game Day in Chicago, Game Day in Green Bay, Game Day in Denver, Game Day in Canton, Ohio at the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and Game Day in Kansas City. So I think I got them all. That's 11. I might have forgotten one. But and now I'm currently working on Game Day in San Francisco, and my co-authors are Kat Waters, Ricky Waters' wife, and Tommy Vincent, Troy Vincent's wife. And so they're amazing ladies, incredible women, incredibly successful women. And so it's really fun to team up with some wives of NFL players and share our love of football together. So that's really exciting, and I'm looking forward to that book making its debut right before the football season starts this year.
Boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill, and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Welcome back, everyone, to Behind the Sports here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Marnie, your story is truly inspiring, from your grandfather's legacy to your own path in sports. I know we were previously talking about you being an author and all your amazing children's books you've created, but I want to shift gears a little bit and take a moment to honor your incredible mom, who was a trailblazer in the world of sports. You know, we're ending Women's History Month, so what better way to end Women's History Month, honor your mom, and kick off the first episode of Behind the Sports. Marnie's mom made history as the first female GM of an NFL team, and it's only fitting that we shine a light on a pioneering woman who has shattered the glass ceilings and paved the way for future generations. Marnie, your mom's legacy is not just a personal one, but a game changer for women in sports, and I'm excited to reflect on her groundbreaking career, the impact she had, and the lessons we can all learn from her remarkable achievements. So let's dive in and honor her extraordinary journey. Talk to me a little bit about your mom and her story.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, my mom, you know, who we just lost on Monday, still is very painful, but I'm honored to be able to share her story and talk about her incredible contribution to women and men and everybody all over the world. Yes, my mom, Susan Toe Spencer, is the first and still the only female vice president, legal counsel, and general manager of a professional football team. So I'm so incredibly proud of my mom and her accomplishments, just, you know, doing things that nobody ever did and not even thinking that, like, that was, you know, unusual. Like, well, I can do, we'll just do that, and that's great. And it gave me so much confidence to watch my mom pick up the ball and literally run with it anywhere and everywhere. And so my mom is an amazing woman. She ran the team for my grandfather. Really, the way that NFL teams in many ways went from running them like a mom and pop shop to a real business is partly because my mom started a lot of that stuff. I mean, Eagles were on AM radio. She said, no, we got to go to FM. You know, we got to do this and this and this. Let's run it like a business. And that's kind of how it went. And in addition to that, you know, my mom hired the first CFO at the Eagles, who was a woman, Mimi Box. So my mom brought in incredible women to be in the front office and, you know, had Friday night wine events at the stadium for the ladies and fresh flowers, like made it from kind of a, like I said, a mom and pop organization, but really brought a feminine touch, and women could do so many great things. And I'm so proud of all the things that my mom did at the Philadelphia Eagles, both in the, you know, within the team, and then certainly philanthropically. She continued her legacy after the team, you know, was no longer owned by my grandfather, to do amazing things to get kids involved in youth sports and playing football and being involved in financial literacy and just knowing that they could really do anything that they ever wanted to. My mom really supported, you know, youth athletics in Las Vegas and Philadelphia and so many places. So I'm so proud of everything she's done.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of firsts that she accomplished. And, you know, we had a conversation prior to the show today, and I almost was a little taken aback. You know, I kind of had to just, like, sit in this moment that, you know, this is what – she would have wanted in terms of, you know, sharing her story and truly being an inspiration to not only women, but everyone who wants to get involved in sports in a big way, just as her grandfather did. And it's just incredible that you come from a family lineage that has those amazing people in line that are so accomplished and things of that nature. I do have a question for you specifically about the NFL and when it comes to organization. Do you think the league has truly evolved when it comes to diversity and inclusion, or are we still seeking token efforts to make progress?
That is a really interesting question. I don't know. I'd like to believe that they really are rolling up their sleeves and doing the heavy lifting to make it really accessible for everybody but I think we still are in a wait and see period. But I like to believe that the league really understands that the value that you know, so many people can deliver, whatever, wherever, whatever you're from, what you look like, how you fit in. So I like to believe that. I think that it really is a place where they want to be very evolved and very inclusive. But I still think we're in a wait and see period.
Well, we shall wait and see. I know also you mentioned that your mom was a teacher. Talk to me about her teaching career and what she really was passionate in terms of education.
Oh, yes. My mom was a teacher. And, you know, what's so great is that her students, my mom, when she got out of college, went to Boston University and then got her master's degree at Hofstra to go become a teacher. Her students still reach out to me on social media and tell me that my mom was really this mythological creature, because she was so beautiful and fun and smart and, you know, and had a, you know, just a way with her about this. They all were madly in love with her because of the way that she got so excited about learning and educating people. And I definitely know that I felt that way. You know, my mom was an incredible teacher and such a great woman. I'm so grateful that she was a teacher, because she taught me how to read and how to write and how to get excited about, you know, learning, and that's so fun. And so I certainly am so grateful for that. But she was a teacher and she loved teaching and her students loved her. And so it's so nice to hear from her students. You know, I've been in touch with them over the past couple of years while my mom was, you know, struggling with dementia. But recently, you know, since just losing my mom, so many of her former students have reached out to me to tell me how she really changed their life. And, you know, I love teachers, and there's nothing like a great teacher. So my mom was a great teacher in many ways, certainly, you know, in school to many people, but also a teacher, you know, in all of her careers to women and men that were around her. So that's a really beautiful thing to think about.
Yes, beautiful indeed. And she taught you how to read and write. What about, how did she teach you and how did she influence your life? Do you see yourself doing the things that she would have done, and how has her impact directly affected your life?
Yes, definitely. You know, my mom was such a great role model. I've never had a drink really or done drugs. Like I know that that's like a lot of, you know, people were in, it was the 80s when I was growing up or early 90s, and you know, people like that. So I think that my mom was an incredible role model. I have always tried to be, you know, a good student and a good person and do things that made other people know that they were important and that they mattered. And I saw that from my mom. You know, you show up for people, you get involved, you participate, you listen, or you're just there. And I think that that's really so many of the lessons that she taught me, and to be kind. And, you know, we have a bunch of family sayings, and I have written them down recently because they really do mean a lot to me. Civility is not a sign of weakness, and cheering for others makes you a leader, a cheerleader. And those are things that like really define, I think, my family. And I'm hopeful that I embody those lessons and those messages. I think that I do. And I hope that my children can possess some of those qualities too. And I believe from what I've heard that they are as well. But I think that those are just some of the things that made my mom and my grandfather so unique, and that they really do care about people and making a difference. And that's something that has given me a lot of confidence and strength.
Yeah, I mean, moms are special, and I think a lot of people out there can really, really give homage to their moms, especially me. I mean, I would not be talking to you on a mic right now if it wasn't the sacrifices and the opportunities that my mother gave me, and just very grateful to have her in my life. Shifting gears again, I want to circle back to your books, and I want to kind of make sure we cover your whole career and get all that juicy stuff out. You talked about you being an author. What else does the Marnie Schneider do outside of, obviously, her family legacy?
Well, you know, obviously, for me, my favorite thing to do is to get involved in different charitable events, and you know, I've, you know, certainly rescued a bunch of dogs, and that's really important to me. And you know, giving animals an opportunity, you know, they you know, say that they, you know, we rescue them, but it's really the other way around. Dogs and cats and horses, and you know, animals provide so much love for us, and so I'm so grateful to have these beautiful pets in my life that really are part of the family. I mean, I am very thankful for that, and so I think that between, you know, doing things with animals and finding some time to enjoy my children, and certainly going and reading Football Freddy and Fumble the Dog to different schools and kids all over the United States is something that really is fun for me. It's like people say, like, if you love what you do, it'll never feel like a job. And like I get to do so many cool things. I get to like write books about like great cities and great places, and then I get to go read them to kids who are so excited. And so like, oh, what a dream. I live in such a beautiful dream, and I'm so thankful for that. And that's really because of my mom, because she gave me all these opportunities to go and do these cool things, and then said, go do it, figure it out, but go do it, and I'm going to believe in you, and you got this. And so I can do that, and it's really truly such a blessing.
Yes, a blessing indeed. All right, Marnie, get ready to bring the heat in our all-star Would You Rather showdown. I'm going to give you 5 seconds to pick a Would You Rather question. No hesitation. Let's see if you can handle the pressure. We might throw in a few controversial ones just to keep things interesting, so get ready. All right, first question. Would you rather have your grandfather's influence in the sports world or your mom's groundbreaking role as the first female GM of an NFL team?
Well, I mean, I love my grandfather, but of course, I got to go girl power, go mom all day.
Awesome. Would you rather play in an NFL game and lead your team to victory or coach the winning team and be celebrated for your strategic genius?
Oh, I think I would love to coach. I think that would be so fun.
I agree. Would you rather see women's sports get equal media coverage as the men leagues or see women breaking into the front offices of every major sports organization?
Oh, I'm going to have to go both. I'm going rogue. I'm saying both on that one for sure. Sorry.
Okay. I don't blame you on that one. I would like to see both as well.
Okay,
next one. Yeah. Would you rather have your story be the inspiration for a major Hollywood sports movie or be the subject of a documentary that chronicles your rise in sports and business?
Oh, geez. Let's do a movie. You know, let's do a nice, fun movie. Why not?
Maybe some action, you know, a little comedy in the mix.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot. I feel like, you know, it could be like a little bit of a Disney, you know, Disney story, you know, Cinderella-esque with some sports thrown in, and, you know, why not? It'll be something fun, and I think that, you know, boys and girls would love to see it. So we'll work on that in our spare time.
I agree. All right. For our final wrapping up the episode kind of thing, we want to give homage to our Behind the Sports Insider Secret. So, Marnie, you have to give us one insider secret, something from behind the scenes that you've never shared before. It could be a funny story, a shocking moment, or just something you wish fans knew about the sport you love. The floor is yours. You have about 30 seconds.
Okay. Well, so I always thought it was interesting that, you know, after the game, that things, you know, you don't just like get on a bus and go back home. Like, it takes a long time sometimes. You're sitting in the, you know, in the cold underbelly of a professional football stadium just waiting, and then, you know, finally when everybody is ready to go, then you go. So it's not I would say that there's glamorous moments, and it looks really glamorous on TV, but these guys, these players, they're, you know, giving it all for the fans, and so sometimes they're a little banged up and bruised up, and it takes a little bit of time to get out of the locker room and onto the bus, and God bless them, because we love what they do, and we enjoy our Sundays because of all the sacrifices that they and their families make for us. So that's what I like to say about Sundays.
I love that. Well, thank you so much, Marnie, for being our first ever featured guest on Behind the Sports. Again, so sorry for your loss of your mother. I know she is looking down on you right now. Very, very proud of you. And I'm thankful that we got to share her story, your grandfather's story, and your story on Behind the Sports. Stay tuned as we wrap up the show. Again, thank you, Marnie Schneider.
Oh, thank you so much. What a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children, and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
What a show as we wrap up today's episode of Behind the Sports on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, our very first episode of BTS. I can honestly say I am honored to be here and have these guests on to tell their stories. A huge thanks to all of you for tuning in and joining me on this incredible journey. We kick things off with none other than Nick Douglas, who brought some serious heat to the first segment, if I might say, diving deep into the real MVP conversation. That is going to be previous segment, you will see a lot on this show. Now, when I say real MVP, I'm talking about the best of the best athletes, the ones who make the impossible look easy. Nick gave us some incredible insights into who's truly standing out in the world of sports right now and why these athletes have earned their place atop of the pack. Nick's breakdown really opened my eyes to what it takes to be considered the real MVP. It's more than just stats or titles. It's about the ability to elevate the game. Then we shifted gears to something very close to my heart, Marnie's family legacy. Marnie's grandfather left an incredible mark on the NFL as owner of the Philadelphia Eagles. And we also honored her mom, celebrating Women's History Month, as the first female GM in the NFL, breaking barriers for women in a space that was once dominated by men. What an amazing foundation to build on. Marnie did not stop there. She carved out her own path, blending sports and business with philanthropy in a way that honors her family legacy. And let's not forget the real world impact she's making, not only in sports, but in the lives of who needs it most. That is your first episode of BTS. Make sure you follow us at Behind the Sports Show on Instagram to stay in the loop. I am Giovanna Scroggins. This has been Behind the Sports on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, brought to you by Innovative Wellness Center. Make sure to stay curious about what happens behind the curtain. And remember, every sport has a story. We're here to tell it all. Until next time, stay engaged, keep looking behind the sports, and stay curious.